You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
This is episode 769 of the Dressage Radio Show on the Horse Radio Network, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. The Dressage Radio Show is the official podcast of the United States Dressage Federation. On today's show, we congratulate Sammy Jo Stoller on competing Grand Prix with her horse Gunner. Then we chat with Kat Fouquet on making the U.S. dressage team for the European Young Rider Tour. And last but certainly not least, we talk with Ella Fruchtermann on earning her spot on the U.S. dressage team U25 European Tour. This is Reese Koffler-Stanfield in Georgetown, Kentucky.
And I am Megan McIsaac from Oregon, Wisconsin, and you're listening to the Dressage Radio Show.
Hey Megan! How are you, girl?
I'm great. I had a great morning. All my horses were perfect today.
Tell me more.
No complaints. Awesome.
Tell me more. What were you guys working on?
Yeah, I had my first horse, AJ, just cleaning up my seat. I took away my stirrups and I did ones.
Yeah, girl.
Because I like to stand up in the stirrups.
Say less, who doesn't?
Yeah, I'm one of those. And then my new horse, Free is his name. We did our first flying lead changes. I finally asked after, I think, 2 weeks of just kind of chilling out. Yep. He just arrived from Europe. And then my sale horse, he was just so good. It's a lot what we ask our horses. He's only been here a month and he misses his people, and he was finally like, okay, I can handle you. And my last horse was a little pony and he was so perfect. So yeah, how about you?
I love it. Well, just going back to, I think that's really important. Like you said, with your sales horse, it is tough. Like, you really have to have empathy for horses, especially when they're loved at a farm and with their people, and then they move. And if they're not super secure in themselves, which a lot of them are not, I think it can be a really hard transition.
Very hard. People, I love selling horses and I love importing horses. And I'm always surprised by who is really settled and who takes 6 months to settle in. And really, it can be 6 months.
Yeah.
I feel for all horses. And this guy, he's from Wisconsin and he has a lovely human and a lovely trainer. They've been amazing to work with. Unfortunately, the owner doesn't have time. And so he's really struggling. So I've just been trying to be very slow and helping him through his journey.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm working through that with my gray horse that I imported from Denmark. He's a wonderful horse, but we got it pretty settled in Florida and then we moved to Kentucky. So it's a whole different ballgame for him, you know? And I think that's really, same thing. We're trying to be really empathetic. He knows me now. And it was great in Florida. I get to spend most of the time with him. But, you know, the wash rack drain's funny. And, you know, like, it's just funny what they fuss about and what you have to learn to deal with in a way. And we're getting it. But, yeah, you really have to be empathetic for those guys because you really do feel for them.
I do. I think it really takes a year to know a horse.
Yeah. And then some of them, it doesn't matter. Some of them, they're like, meh, we're fine. Meh. We don't care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's my Free guy. He's like, hey, hey, you my new mama. And we snuggle. He's like, I love you.
Oh. And he's like, I came from Europe and I'm fine. This is great. I love it here. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's like people too. Some people just can really travel and it doesn't bother them. And other people, you know, it upsets their tummy. And I think it's the same thing when it comes to horses. Sometimes, you know, you just have to be really empathetic and help them work through it and all that stuff. So, but yeah, no, I love it. I also had quite a busy day today, which is great. I did have to laugh because I had to go to Tractor Supply first thing in the morning. And wow, that was a journey. I was like, what do other people do first thing on a Monday? I was like, probably not go to Tractor Supply when it opens. So
go to work. Can you imagine driving into the office? I'm like, okay, I'll take the rain.
Yeah. You know, everybody, yeah, it's all different. It's just so funny because it was out of routine and I had to go get some bedding from the weekend and I planned it. It was fine. But I was like, oh, I'm going to stop by Starbucks. This is what normal people do. So that was fun. But my horses were also good today. It was, They were good. I kind of have a busy week, so I changed my schedule a little bit. And I don't think it's always terrible for them to do that. And no. In the sense of like, I'm really busy tomorrow. I'm teaching in Louisville a clinic. So that was on a Tuesday. So it's a little bit different schedule, but it was good and should be a lot of fun. So yeah, but it's busy here. Full swing ahead. We have Mother's Day coming up. So just wanted to wish everybody who's a mom or mom of fur babies, as we are, a happy Mother's Day, especially our moms. Your mom and my mom are pretty awesome. So I wanted to wish Mama Kay a happy Mother's Day.
Oh, happy Mom Day.
Mm. I know. To Momsy too. We both have incredible moms. So, but we have a fantastic show coming on.
Right? I'm super excited about it.
Yeah, we do. But we're going to have a quick break from Kentucky Performance Products.
Frequently Asked Questions brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. I know my older horse will benefit from a joint supplement, but can it help my younger horse too? Yes, it can. The joints of young horses experience daily wear and tear that can lead to joint degeneration over time. A well-balanced joint supplement provides the building blocks necessary to support healthy cartilage and synovial fluid so horses stay sounder longer. Joint Armor is the product of choice for younger horses. It provides high levels of both glucosamine and chondroitin, plus 100 milligrams of hyaluronic acid. Joint Armor is herb-free, so there is no worry about it testing in show horses. Betsy sent us the following comments after she started her 5-year-old quarter horse mare on Joint Armor. My vet recommended I try Joint Armor. After 10 days, I couldn't believe the difference. She is now floating across the arena and willingly forward with impulsion and suspension. I am thrilled. She is happier too, ears up and a soft eye. Thank you for such a great product. You can learn more about Joint Armor at kppusa.com. Got questions about your feeding program? We can help. Email Karen at questions@kppusa.com. or call us at 859-873-2974.
Well, tonight we are so excited to have Sammy Jo on the line. She's a professional from Texas and is just starting her Grand Prix journey with her horse Gunner. Welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you?
We are wonderful. Sammy Jo, tell us about yourself.
Well, I've grown up with horses, and horses are kind of an integral part of my life. And I mean, what else is there to life, right? Everything else we do is just for the horses.
Right.
It is so true. I was thinking that this morning on my way to Tractor Supply in a rainstorm. I was like, wonder what normal people do on a Monday morning.
Drive to work.
Drive to work. Exactly. I was like going to see the guys at Tractor Supply and maybe get a Starbucks on the way. So I love it. So Sammy Jo, where are you located?
I am in Texas. I'm just about an hour north of Houston.
Oh, fantastic. We came down there for the convention this year.
That was so much fun.
Yeah, we had a good time. I'm like, we had a great time. So tell us about the horse that you got your gold medal on, because that's a huge accomplishment.
So we haven't actually gotten the gold medal yet. We did our first Grand Prix.
That's pretty darn close.
Like, you don't have to be good at it. You just have to do it, right?
That 60% is hard.
It's hard. We're a little ways from it, but we'll get it.
Right.
So this is Gunner, and he is 15. He's a Friesian sport horse. He's Friesian and Dutch. And he's actually the first dressage horse I've ever trained. I got him as an unstarted 2-year-old and started and went all the way through all the levels.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, he's pretty special. I love him.
Now, did I read that he's barefoot?
He is. He's been barefoot and in a snaffle for our whole journey. He's got amazing feet. And my farrier, Janelle, is just always oogling over his feet because he's just got fabulous feet. So
I think that's so cool. I always love to hear everyone's unique story.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's the thing with dressage, though, right? Because it can be any breed of horse and it can be any background of rider. You just never know what you're going to find in there. And I think it's great. You know, you don't have to have the fanciest horse or the most money or the background for it. Anybody can do it.
Yeah, I think that's so cool. And it's true. Anybody can do it. I mean, that is literally what the sport is designed for. And really, the sport means training. And so if you have an athlete that can do it, and sometimes the movements create the athlete, which I think is so cool to see. Like, you know, sometimes you're like, let's teach this horse a little half step. And you're like, whoa, that horse is super talented for that. And then that makes the canter pirouettes better. So tell us, what are some unique things that you've done to train your guy?
We've had a really interesting journey. So I grew up with horses and mostly stock horses. So quarter horses, paints, mules, things like that. And I used to start horses growing up, and especially through the 90s when kind of the natural horsemanship was all the rage. And so I started hundreds of young horses. And so I used some of my background from that. I did a lot of liberty work and a lot of bridleless work. And periodically, I do some bridleless work with Gunner. And Gunner's a very timid horse. He's a big old chicken. And so I would never do it at a show because we may not survive the incident. but like last January, he got a fever. And it was a pretty nasty fever for about a week. We don't know what caused it. There was no other symptoms or anything. But in recovering from it, like the last day, he shivered so hard on the last day of his fever that he like tweaked his neck. And So he recovered from the fever just fine. But then when I went back to ride him, like the second I go to touch the reins, he'd start head shaking. And so his body felt fine, but it was just, we were having trouble with the bridle and things. So what I ended up doing was I said, okay, his body feels good, so let's do some bridleless stuff. And so it was almost 3 months, we worked, did our regular work without a bridle, and we were just developing our Piaf and passage work. And it was really fun because he just loved it. And we did quite a bit of bridleless work, and it seemed to really work because we could use, you know, work with his body and keep him fit and still progress with our training. And then through all the other therapy, you know, the Magna Wave and chiropractic and all that other stuff that we do, you know, we saw the other side of it, and it was pretty fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That's crazy. I've never heard that he's a poor guy. Yeah, I bet we felt awful for him. That's terrible, but it's good that he's been able to recover. That's fantastic. And you train lots of animals, right? You also train animals for movies. Tell us more.
Yeah. So I've done quite a few different movie animals. I've trained a lot of zebras. I have a water buffalo named Wilson. And Wilson's done a ton of live performances. He was also in the movie Black Panther, the Marvel movie. And he's just a big old pet. You know, he's just a pretty amazing animal, and he gets all kinds of attention online. He's got a pretty big fan club.
Whoa. I mean, aren't water buffalo? I mean, I've been to Africa once on safari, and like water buffalo are super, they're like known to be dangerous, right? They're kind of no joke.
So they can be. So this is an Asian water buffalo, and Asian water buffalo are one of the most common beast of burden in the world today. And they're super, super strong, but yeah, so much personality. And I got him when he was about a week old. He just turned 16.
Oh, and wow.
So he's been my buddy for a long time, and he's a mama's boy. He knows where I am at all times and would like to be with me all the time.
Stop it. That's so cool. Yeah, but they're not an animal. Right. They're not an animal you just go out and get, right? Like water buffalo, I think, are like known to be kind of dangerous.
They definitely can be. You have to know what you're doing. And they're big and very powerful.
Okay, cool. Okay. Yeah.
You got to go back to the zebra. Yeah. I have always wanted to ride a zebra. Like, and I've always been told that they're untrainable. Please tell me more about your zebras.
You jump them. They're jumping.
What? I want.
So I trained my first zebra, about 25 years ago, and I've trained more than 20 zebras to ride and drive, and I really love them. And the thing with zebras is they can be incredibly dangerous. You know, a zebra can kill a lion, and a lot of people get into trouble with zebras because they get them and they just don't understand how they communicate. And the thing with a zebra is you have to be incredibly honest with them. So no tricks. Like if you have to say what you mean and follow through with everything. And it's about consistency. So if you go and you tell them, hey, these are the rules. And then 2 days later, you break the rules, as we do. Like, you know, we all make mistakes. The zebra doesn't trust you anymore. because you just told him this is a rule and then you turned around the next day and broke the rule. Now, horses can handle that sort of thing. It doesn't make the most consistent horse. But with zebras, it's such a matter of trust where once you get that good communication, you know, they want to be a part of your world, but they tend to bond with one person. And they can be very aggressive with anybody who's not in their inner circle. So they tend to have this one person. And then if that one person, you know, if people have raised a zebra and then the zebra is confused by that one person's behavior, the zebra can attack that person because it represents a weakness in the herd. So you have to be super, super careful because they can definitely turn dangerous very, very quickly.
I know. We're like, what?
No zebra for Megan.
I know. I'm like, Megan, I think we need to be on a field trip, but maybe we should just watch from the sidelines.
It's a lot more than people think it is. Like, and I've loved my zebras and I've had some really, really good ones that were excellent for riding. I had my best driving zebra where you could, you know, he could be standing out in the pasture for a year and you could just go grab him and hitch him up and drive him down the road. And he was just the most reliable boy ever. And he was my main one that I used on set mostly. And we did lots of commercials and different things. And he was just excellent on set. So, you know, each one is a little different. And I really loved them for sure.
Wow. I mean, I'm going to go back to this water buffalo, Wilson. How do they transport Wilson? I mean, he's got like huge, he's got like big horns. I don't know what else to call them.
He's like a 1-ton Labrador with horns.
Yeah. Okay. Does he have a trailer? He just jumps on in?
Yep. Yeah, he's very good in the horse trailer and he can fit in there. I've got a new bigger trailer now that he can fit through the door. I used to have to take the center divider out of my other one because it was a little too narrow and he couldn't quite fit through the door. But he's very good at trailering and hauling and he travels really well and does great on set.
No kidding. That is so cool. I don't even know what to say. Wow. That's epic. I love it.
Well, the next time you're down in Houston, you'll have to stop by and you can meet him.
Oh, say less.
I wish we did, really.
I know. Now I'm like, gosh, we were right by you.
Yeah. And
we
didn't
see what's going on? I love it. So, and you have camels too. I'm all into the exotic animals at this point.
So I don't have any camels anymore, but I've done a lot of work with camels. And at one time, me and a friend of mine, we had 10 camels and we were actually taking them every summer up to Montana and doing some tours around like outside of Yellowstone and things. And so one of the first years that we did that, I actually took Gunner and that was when he was 5 and he was just all legs and super narrow and like all bones and angles. Like he was the awkward, weird teenager.
Yeah.
And he was super, super shy and spooky and just a very insecure horse. You know, he's a really good boy, but he was very insecure. So I said, okay, well, I'm going up to Montana for 3 months. We're going to do some film work and we're going to do some stuff with the camels. And the schedule's pretty light. So I said, I'm going to take Gunner with me and we're going to go trail riding in Yellowstone. And for 3 months, we were out 4 or 5 times a week trail riding in Yellowstone. I said, we're either going to die or we're going to get better.
Yeah. Yeah. Feel ya. I feel ya. Sometimes that happens.
Yeah. It was great. Like, it was so much fun. I mean, come on. Who doesn't want to gallop through Lamar Valley with 1,000 head of bison? You know, like, who doesn't want to do that? You know, we saw grizzly bears.
I mean, I kind of got my hand up. I'm like, ooh, that's very nature-y for me.
I'm like, I'm thinking AJ wants to run with the bison.
Right? And I'm thinking, yeah, I don't know about that. So I bet we have 50-50. We should go right in. Who would do that? And who wants to be in the dressage ring 20x60? I'm in the 20x60. Thanks, kids.
Gunner prefers the dressage ring. He does not like trail riding.
Yep.
I tried to make him my nice trail horse, but he wants to be in the ring. That's his place.
Well, so we were actually having this discussion. Literally, I was having this discussion with my dear friend that's here for the week, riding. And we were just talking about that. I was like, honestly, a lot of upper level dressage horses are not good trail horses or don't go out of the ring well. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. I mean, and I think it's just depends on the horse. And, you know, growing up in the mountains, and I grew up 100 miles from the nearest grocery store. And so all we had was mountain horses. And I so wanted him to be my mountain horse. And you can't say it because we didn't have practice. But just doesn't like trail riding at
yeah.
all.
Yeah. Some dressage horses really, their minds, and particularly Grand Prix horses that I've known, I've only had like one or two that can hack. The rest of them, they just, my 19-year-old, if you try to hand walk him around the ring, I mean, may the force be with you. I mean, you can't. Like, he's terrible. But you take him in the ring and he's like, he's in his happy place. He's like, I got it. So I love it. I love
the, yeah, Gunner hates hand walking around a show facility also. So if we go to a showgrounds,
yeah,
just get on and we can explore that way. Cause
I love it. I love it.
So you have to get down to business.
Great. What's the rest of your schedule for this summer with Gunner?
So he doesn't sweat all that well. So we always struggle in the summer. So our goal was to try and get our Grand Prix scores in the next couple of shows. And then he's going to just, you know, work at the crack of dawn in the mornings and then not show all summer until fall. And then I've got two younger horses, you know, the 3 and 4 year olds, they can show in August.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm Gunner's. Gunner's my people. I'm with Gunner. I'm spring and fall. Give me good weather, cooler. I'm with Gunner. He's my boy.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Gunner's my people too.
His favorite is when I'm uncomfortably cold. If I'm shivering, he's like, this is my weather.
So great. I'm a Frisian. No, I love it. I love it. Well, Sammy Jo, this has been so much fun. How can our listeners find you online to see all the cool stuff that we've been looking at? Because it's fun. Your website's great.
Well, I have a website. It's sj-farm.com. And then I also have a very active Facebook, and that's just my name, Sammy Jo Stoller. And I post so much on there, but dogs and horses and water buffalo and all the pretty flowers and bugs and all the fun things that I find in my world.
Oh, I'm your newest member. I'm following as we speak. So I love it.
I post a lot. So I've been, you know, it's probably too much, but you know, I just find exciting things in my day and I want to show them with the world.
I love it. I love it. Well, Sammy Jo, this was super fun and we wish you all the best. Feed and supplements? You bet. Vaccination and dewormer? Got them. Halters and helmets? In stock. Prescription medication? Yep. And approved by your veterinarian. Your horse's favorite treats and toys? Of course. All these and more shipped straight to your barn, fast and free for orders over $49. You can count on Chewy to keep your barn stocked and your horses happy. Start shopping today at chewy.com/equine. I got 3 boxes coming this week, just saying.
I got 4.
Well, tonight, this is a real honor for me because we have Kat Fouquet on the show. I have literally known about her since her mama was pregnant with her. So it's so fun to get to chat with her. Kat, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Well, I've been watching your career because you've been amazing and it's been so fun to see. And right now, girl, you are number 3 young rider in the world.
Woo-hoo.
Holy smokes. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
It's pretty crazy. I just got goosebumps. Yeah, I just got goosebumps. So you're a triple gold medalist from the North American Junior and Young Rider Championship. And you guys are heading to Europe on the European Tour, right?
Yes, that's the plan. Yes, it's really exciting.
Oh my gosh, that's fantastic. So when are you guys heading out?
So I think I might be heading out a little bit earlier. I'm doing the jumpers in Europe also. So I think I'm going at the beginning of May.
And I forgot to mention this because this is amazing. You are equally as talented as a jumper rider, which is insane, girl. I can't do it in one sport. You do it in two.
Thank you. Yeah. The jumping is a lot of fun. It's a little crazy sometimes, but you know.
Oh my gosh.
It keeps the balance a little bit so I don't go too crazy in the dressage.
Right. I mean, that's insane. So how many horses go with you to Europe?
Honestly, I'm not even sure yet because all my jumpers horses actually live in Europe full time.
Got it.
So I train there. So they're there. It just depends on the dressage horses. Usually 1, maybe 2 dressage horses come out depending on the competitions. But there's also a lot of national championships in the summer that are in America. Mm-hmm. So it gets a little bit tricky, you know, bringing them back and forth. So yeah. It's everything's always changing. It's really
how do you balance that? How do you do that?
Honestly, I mean, my team and especially like my parents, they, you know, are my number one supporters. So it's very helpful to have them behind me, but I just, you know, learn to go with the flow, you know, never get too stuck on something because they're horses, they're live animals, you know, it's going to change.
I love that. I need more of that.
Yeah.
So Kat, tell us, so you were in Wellington this winter, right?
Yes.
So how do you do that? Like when you have a horse in the CDI and then horse in a CSI, or do you try to do 1 week dressage and 1 week jumping?
So this year in Wellington, it was actually pretty much just focused on dressage. I had one horse on the jumping side, but he was just doing some equitation classes. And so I wasn't super crazy busy going back and forth this year like I have in the previous years. But usually I just, like, somehow every time I have a jumping competition going on the same day as dressage, the times somehow work out and I'm rushing a little bit. But, you know, I think for me, it's better to keep my mind like moving like that. I don't have time to get nervous or stressed out about anything.
Right. Right. Well, that makes sense. I mean, sometimes I think being busy is good and it keeps you, keeps you out of trouble and keeps you doing kind of what you're up to.
Exactly. No so time to get sidetracked.
Right. Exactly. Or eat or anything really.
Yeah.
So,
literally. Yeah.
So tell us about your dressage horses. You still have Dream Girl.
Yes. Dream Girl. She's my, you know, my heart horse. She's my first dressage horse ever. And she's 17 now. So
is she?
Wow. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So tell us about her.
For 5 years now. And I started with her in the children's when I was 12. And she's brought me all the way up to number three in the world in the Young Riders. So yeah, she's the coolest horse ever.
I love that. Do you ever jump her? I'm just curious.
I do. Yeah. I do. I little jump. She's, you know, she's not a super talented jumper, but she does. She gets really excited and likes to go really fast over the little jumps.
She thinks she is a Grand Prix jumper, but, you know, she doesn't need to know that she's not.
Exactly. Better you don't tell her.
Yeah, but, exactly.
You know, again, I think, you know, again, you guys have been showing a lot, and to have a little fun, I think is a good idea. And
yeah, she whatever Dream Girl decides she wants to do is what Dream Girl gets to do.
What she gets to do.
When she likes something, she's going to do it as much as possible.
I love it. I love it. So tell everybody a little bit about the European tour, because this is, it's been going on for a couple of years now, but it's a fairly new tour. And last year you were at Aachen and were bronze medalist, right?
At Aachen, it wasn't a team competition. It was actually an individual competition, but
you were third at Aachen. Oh, right.
No, so I was fifth.
Oh, you were fifth. Okay.
I was fifth.
Sorry, guys. She
I'll
was
take
fifth. Girl, I'd take just walking in that stadium.
No, I that's mean. Exactly. I was freaking out just being there, walking around. But yes.
What was it like to ride there? I've got to know. Inquiring minds have to know, because I've always wondered. It just looks, it looks amazing, but like very intimidating.
Yeah. It, like, I still don't even think anything can compare to it. Like, seriously, like the best experience of my life.
Yep.
And like just all the best riders in the world are around you. Like it's just unmatched. And the vibe in the arena is crazy.
Oh, crazy. And such an educated crowd. I mean, the educated crowd, it's insane. It's insane. And that's it for all divisions. The crowd is educated, and in the stadium, it's just, you can warm up. You probably can tell us, but you have to go out. There is a private warm up, but you do have to go out right into public warm up. And there are people that literally
exactly.
Walk warm-up. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, there's people everywhere. Like it's crazy, but you do have to warm up in the public warm up arena for the show, of course. But it's like so crazy. Mm-hmm. Even just being there, not even showing is like, oh my God.
Oh girl, my credit card has not like returned. Like my credit card was on fire as soon as I walked through those gates.
I know. I had to buy everything in sight. But
literally, we have here the Defender 3-day event, and you think the Payfair is big here. It is like four times as big, guys. If you ever get to go to Aachen, I mean, obviously as a rider is incredible, but as a spectator, I mean, it's an amazing place.
Yeah. And you see, like, the venting, driving, show jumping, dressage, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
Really crazy.
It's really crazy. So sorry, I got sidetracked with Aachen because it's so cool. But yeah. Now tell us a little bit about the European tour and what that means, because it's a really big deal to make that tour.
Yes, it is such an amazing experience, especially like for young riders like me. Like when I first went, I had never competed in Europe before or anything. So it's basically there's three riders that get picked for the team, and they do young rider and an under 25 team. And then there's a series of maybe 2 to 3 shows that we get to do in Europe. And like the final show is usually Aachen, which they pick 2 riders for. And the other 1 or 2 shows is usually a Nations Cup. So it's really cool that, you know, we get to represent the USA and in Europe, and just the team bonding it's really like so important to learn and so cool to do it, you know, as a young rider.
Yes.
And learn for the future. Because, you know, if you want to one day be on a senior team or a Nations Cup, it's, you know, it's so valuable to learn.
Yes.
All of the things. Yes.
And that's the point, right? Is to get, you know, because we all competed as individuals, but you go over as a team and everybody's stabled at the same place. Is that?
Yes. Yes. No. Yes. All in the same.
Everyone's stabled in the same. And you have to learn the team dynamics, which is.
It's, you know, true.
Being from an individual. And that is exactly why they do it, is they're doing it to get everybody used to being on a team. So Kat, when you're on the big team, which I can't wait for, you'll have that experience and you'll know kind of how that works. And now, do you eat all your meals together? Or I'm not sure how that works.
That, you know, it's kind of, you'd more decide what you want to do there.
Okay.
But the past 2 Nations Cups I've been on in Europe, our team like has a great team dynamic and we're all really friendly. So we end up hanging out together.
Yeah,
which is nice because I've made so many new friends. Like some of the people on the team, like I didn't really know prior to going to Europe with them. And then we come back great friends. So it's really cool.
I love
and
that.
How long do you get to stay in Europe for the tour?
Usually it's about a month and a half or a month.
Wow. That's awesome. What an experience.
Yes.
And Kat, tell us who's on the team this year.
So this year it was me, Abby Fodor, and Cheyenne Marie Duncan.
Yep.
I don't know any of them personally.
Okay.
But they seem like great riders. They obviously have really good scores. So.
And you're gonna have new friends. I love that.
Yeah. Exactly.
And tell us, do you have other horses coming up? Because Dream Girl is 17, which I can't believe. Yes. But do you have some other ones on the way?
Yes, I do. I have a 9-year-old. His name is Bon Ami. And I also showed him in the Young Riders in Wellington this year. And it was our first season together. So he, you know, he may be coming for Dream Girls titles, you know, you never know.
But yeah, I think, you know, she's got this secured, but.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He has to, you know, work his way up there. But yeah, he's been so amazing. And then I also have another 8-year-old, and he is bi-totalist, actually. And yeah, I think the plan with him, we're going to, you know, work some of the Young Horse pre-St. George classes.
Nice.
And pre-St. George, and just, you know, take our time, see how he's feeling and everything. So
I love it. Yeah. I love it. Well, Kat, we really are so grateful, and we can't wait to watch you this summer. And I've got to ask you though, what's your favorite food in Germany? What do you like there the best?
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to be basic and just say schnitzel. Like it's
pretty good.
I crave it every day. So
yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah. It's pretty good with the ice cream. I think the ice cream is one of the things I miss the most there, because the ice cream
is really good. Cream is really good. Yes, that's true.
I love it. Well, Kat, we are going to be watching you online. How can people follow you and see your journey and do it with us?
Clip My Horse.
Clip My Horse. Say. Awesome. And you have a website too, right?
I do have a website. It's just catfuque.com.
Fantastic.
So, yeah.
Well, we will be following you this summer, girl. We want you to come back on and tell us all about it.
Yes, I'd love to. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, have good luck this summer.
Thank you.
Easy, effective, and eco-friendly fly control starts with Fly Predators. Fly predators are the organic, natural way to dramatically minimize your fly problem. Learn more about fly predators and other Spalding Labs fly control solutions at Spalding, Spalding-labs.com.
Well, tonight we are so excited to have Ella Fruchtermann. She is made the U25 team to go to Europe, but she's also a junior at Indiana University, and she's working really hard to get her degree done. Ella, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I know. Well, you're show a lot in our region, in region 2, and sometimes I'm in region 4. And so I've seen you grow up and go through the ranks. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Absolutely. I've been riding since I was 5 years old. So I've been with my wonderful trainer, Angela Jackson, since 2018, and she's shown me the ropes through FEI. So she's taking me through the juniors, the young riders. And then last year I stepped into the U25 with her. Yeah.
I can't believe you're in the U25 and you've had a wonderful year. You had a really good season in Florida, didn't you?
Yes, I competed in the CDIs in Florida in the U25. It was a big goal this year to make it on the Nations Cup team, which we did, which was super exciting. And we had a lot of success. I had won the U25 Grand Prix individual day and then again on the freestyle day, which we were super excited about. And then I also qualified Hannah for the U25 European Tour.
Massive congratulations. Tell us about your horse, Hannah Montana.
Thank you. Hannah is my one in a million girl. She's so special. We got her back in December 2021, and I actually never tried her before we bought her. Angela was over in Europe, and she called, and she was like, I found the most perfect horse for you. And so we put all of our trust into Angela, and when she came back to Henderson and I rode her for the first time, it was like an instant match, which was super special. So I've learned basically all of the fundamentals on Hannah. I did the juniors with her, the young riders, and then stepped up into the U25. And I've even done a couple senior Grand Prix on her and got my gold medal on her. So it's just been really special to kind of learn from her. She's very proper in her training. So like the feet is very correct and helps me carry it on to other horses as well. So it's just been a very special experience to have her.
I love it. So tell us, this summer, you made the U25 team, but you're also in school and really dedicated college, right? So tell us a little bit about how you do college and show in Florida. Like, it's incredible. It's to be commended for sure.
Thank you so much. I couldn't do it without my amazing team because the logistics are kind of crazy at times.
Oh, yeah.
I go to Indiana University. I'm in the Kelley School of Business, so it's very rigorous. But this semester, I was able to kind of shift my classes to the front half of the week. So I would do in-person classes Monday through Wednesday, and then I would head down on a flight late Wednesday night, and I would get down, and I'd usually be competing, or if I wasn't competing that weekend, I'd fly in for a couple days to train because the horses were down there. So kind of a back and forth. So heavy reliance on Angela to help keep everything running smoothly with the horses in Florida. A big, big thank you to my parents for making it possible for me to go back and forth between school and riding. But yes, it can definitely get hectic. So I'm very grateful for my team who helps me with the logistics of all of it.
Yes. Yeah, that's a lot of logistics. And then I'm sure a lot of studying and late night in the airport. I mean, it's hard to do it. And it's really commendable. And I'm so proud of you that you've been doing it. And you also, so you decided this summer you're staying home, right? You're not going to go on the European tour because of school, right?
Yes. So we decided to stay back. I have one summer class that I'm going to take before my senior year. And if I went to Europe, I'd be Zooming at like 10 o'clock at night. So yeah, that wasn't going to work out for me.
Tough.
Yes. Yeah. But super, super proud to have been named to the team and for the opportunity, and really hope that I can make a future team and get to experience it maybe next year when I'm out of school and can like fully immerse myself in the experience and really take in everything there is that Europe has to offer.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's good. The college professor in me is very proud of you and knows that stuff. But yeah, you were saying this is your last year at Young Riders, right?
Yes, this is also my last year at Young Riders. So I want to qualify my other horse, Le Mans, in the Young Riders for the U.S. Championships. So he's not qualified yet. So as soon as final weeks is over this week, I will be headed to 2 shows up north to get my scores, hopefully, to make the team for North America and then Festival Champions.
Wow. Tell us about him.
He is also a really special guy. We got him in 2020, kind of in the pandemic era. And so he's been just my best buddy, kind of also. I did the juniors with him and had a lot of success. We were on the gold medal junior team in 2021. That was my first North American Youth Championship. And then I got triple gold with him in the juniors in 2022. And we got team bronze last year in the Young Riders. And then I also have two national titles with him from U.S. Finals. And we were the 2022 junior champions, festival of champions.
Woo! Girl. Wow. Yes, buddy. Get it.
Him
love
and
it.
I have had a lot of success together. And yes. Then he's my Young Rider round this year. And he's also learning the Grand Prix moves. So I really hope to take him up to that last step so that we did the whole journey together. That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that would be huge. That would be super fun for you. I love it. So once you, what do you do in the summer? Do you go to Angela's? How do you work that?
Yeah, the summers I spend with Angela training every day, which is very nice. Yeah. I travel a bit to like see friends and family here and there when I'm not competing, but it's nice to just have 3 months of like really hardcore training. And that's when I feel like we see the most progress, because even when I'm at school, the horses are still 2 hours away. So it's a drive to get to ride them on the weekend and balance that with schoolwork. But yeah, it's nice to have three like uninterrupted months of horses.
I love that. That is fantastic. Well, Ella, you've just been such a joy to have on the show. And let me tell you, girl, we're going to be watching you and your career as it develops. And I've obviously been watching and know how you've been doing. And it's so fun. And we want to keep you coming on the show. This has been so fun. And
thank
we
you
hope
so
you
much
have
for
a
having me.
Great summer and get those A's. Let's get you graduated, girl.
Thank
and
you,
yeah, I love it. Well, congratulations and have a wonderful summer. Well, Megan, we have to tell everybody and remind them about the book club. What is it this month?
Collective Remarks by Anne Gribbins.
Love it. So that's this quarter, April through June. So get reading. You can find the books at horseandriderbooks.com. That's Trafalgar Square. And Martha has been such a great team member. And we're so excited that she is with us and helps corral the books and get us all organized. So thanks for Trafalgar Square and horseandriderbooks.com. As always, you can find our show notes and links to today's guests on our page at horseradionetwork.com. Just search Dressage Radio Show. Like us on Facebook, just search Dressage Radio Show. My website is maplecrestfarmky.com, and my email is reese@horseradionetwork.com.
And my website is lindenhoff.com, and my email is lindenhoffllc@gmail.com. We'd like to thank our friends and show sponsors, Kentucky Performance Products and Chewy. If you'd like to support our show and the Horse Radio Network, you can do that through the auditor program found at horseradionetwork.com. Keep on kicking on until the next show. Talk to you soon.